The following February, I was in the audience of the Ed Sullivan Show for the Beatles' American TV debut. Ed Sullivan reminded me in no uncertain terms that he had signed the Beatles a month before we played that record. I watched the Sullivan Show with Louise Caldwell, George Harrison's sister who lived in Illinois. After the rehearsal, I caught up briefly with George, who sang that day with a strep throat.
We're backstage at Studio 50, and Dizzy Gillespie is
Don't believe him. We're not. We're not backstage at all.
No. Ladies and gentlemen, that is George Harrison, one of the fabulous Beatles, and Dizzy Gillespie is here.
Hey,
from Birdland.
Good old Dizzy.
Oui, monsieur.
You know, that's one of the very few Beatle wigs in Washington. If I don't take it back, I don't know what I'm going to wear to the concert Tuesday night.
He's getting me one, I think.
But,
He's getting me an authentic.
As an American musician, Diz, what do you think of these fabulous gentlemen?
To tell you the truth, I just came by to look at them, to see what this was all about.
How are you feeling, George? You sound great tonight, looking fine.
Well, I'm feeling all right.
Your sister's taking good care of you.
Yeah.
Over here.
Hey, this is...
Oops. All right, we're stopping.